Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing about strengthening bilateral cooperation between India and UAE. We have with us Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, welcome to Akashwani News.
Thank you.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, concluded an official visit to New Delhi yesterday. During, the government stated that this has been a short but an extremely substantive visit. During the visit, he met Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and both the leaders held wide-ranging talks and explored new frontiers for the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Before we proceed with the program, let's first listen to Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri as he talks about the key outcomes of this visit.
First of all, a letter of intent was signed between the two sides to work towards concluding a framework agreement for a strategic defense partnership between India and the UAE. A letter of intent was also signed between the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center in space and the UAE Space Agency for a joint initiative for space infrastructure development and its commercialization. A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
Ambassador Wadhwa, we just heard the Foreign Secretary giving a detail of the agreements that were signed between the two countries during the high-level visit. So, first of all, I would like your views on the fact that the visit has been really short but extremely substantive. When we look at a delegation which accompanied the President, that was also substantial. So, all in all, the visit was of only 3.5 hours. But can you tell us the importance of this visit at this time?
One should actually look at what has emerged out of the visit. Content-wise, it was an extremely rich visit, as the Foreign Secretary pointed out, because what has happened over the past few years is that this relationship between India and the UAE, it has undergone a very profound transformation in scope and in substance. So what used to be only energy-related trade, remittances, and our expatriates, their welfare, that has now evolved into a multidimensional strategic partnership. So that is not only trade and investment, but also, as we just heard, defense and security, also advanced technology, the transition of energy, the regional connectivity aspects, and very deep people-to-people engagement. And obviously, the focus was on taking this relationship forward into the key areas that the both countries think we should advance it into. And one should also think about the regional context, because what has happened here is that there's an evolving regional realignment in the Gulf, particularly a very deepening kind of engagement between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. And against this backdrop, you know, UAE wants to also increase the depth of its, the breadth of its relationship with India, create more balance and also strategic autonomy. So what it has done with this visit is to make sure that this partnership provides a strategic reassurance to UAE in the Gulf context, and also then in the process it reinforces India's credibility as a long-term partner in West Asia.
You highlighted that obviously the visit, the partnership between the two countries earlier was based on energy, but now we are entering into a phase where it is multidimensional. So I would like to attract your attention towards one very important fact, that during the visit, a long-term agreement for the supply of 0.5 million metric tons of LNG per annum was concluded during the visit, and this makes UAE now the second largest supplier of LNG to India. What is the importance of this particular signing and conclusion during the visit?
So I think energy trade, of course, has been a very important aspect of our bilateral relationship for a very, very long time. But the signing of this agreement, it's a long-term agreement under which ADNOC Gas will supply, as you said, 0.5 million metric tons of LNG to India annually. And this will start from 2028. One must remember that we have a contract with Qatar also, which is running in parallel. And if you look at the projections about how India will grow, obviously we need more fuel for Indian economy to grow in future. And keeping that in mind, this has strengthened our energy security, while of course reinforcing the UAE's role as a reliable supplier for India, because there is global volatility. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And so this agreement reflects the continued importance of hydrocarbons, even as both sides accelerate their clean energy transition. Both India and UAE are working on the clean energy transition, but it's extremely important that we make sure that we cooperate in hydrocarbons, while of course also having an emphasis on renewable energy, on green hydrogen and also clean technologies. And that is why this time the two sides also discussed they explored civil nuclear cooperation. That includes collaboration on large reactors and also small modular reactors. So, because we have now an evolving domestic legal framework here in India in the nuclear field, and this discussion reflects a very high level of trust and a shared interest in reliable, low-carbon based energy solutions on both sides.
You spoke about the nuclear energy, and here I would like to add that the artificial intelligence was also identified as a priority area of cooperation, and it was decided to collaborate on setting up a supercomputing cluster in India with UAE partnership, and the UAE will also expand its investments in the AI sector. So first of all, I would like to understand from you that both the sides have decided to explore partnership in advanced nuclear technologies, which include development and deployment of large nuclear reactors and small modular reactors. So when we cooperate in nuclear front, like the nuclear energy, how important is the trust between the two countries?
That's very important. And as I said, mentioned earlier, India has had a sort of checkered history as far as our nuclear legislation is concerned. Only lately we have introduced a new bill, which you must have seen in Parliament. And that, of course, means that we are evolving our legal domestic framework in the nuclear field quite rapidly. And once that happens, then foreign players will have an entry into India. They will look at this market as a lucrative market because there's huge demand here. So this discussion in these circumstances reflects the fact that UAE trusts India and has a shared interest in a reliable and also low carbon energy source, which is the nuclear technologies. UAE itself, by the way, has collaborated with countries like Korea recently in the past for small modular reactors, but it has less of an experience in dealing with the larger reactors. And India has a huge history, as you know, of nuclear power generation in the past, especially Soviet built and then Russian built nuclear reactors. And now as we open up, as the legalities get ironed out, then we'll have entry of players from United States, from Japan, from France and other countries into the Indian market.
And I would also like your views on the partnership in the artificial intelligence, keeping in mind that the AI summit, India is going to host the AI summit next month. How are the countries trying to take this partnership forward in the AI? And also both the sides will explore the possibility of setting up a digital or data embassy. Now, can you just explain this to us, what exactly it is?
Yes, so technology and innovation have emerged as defining pillars of the next phase of India-UAE cooperation. And agreements and discussion on artificial intelligence and supercomputing infrastructure, on data centers and digital public infrastructure, they all point towards a partnership which is geared for the future industries. So the proposal to establish a supercomputing cluster in India with UAE collaboration underlines shared ambitions in AI and big data and also advanced analytics. Now, you asked about digital embassies. So this is a particularly forward-looking element of the discussions. And when this agreement was reached to explore the concept of digital embassies and broader cooperation on sovereign digital infrastructure. So digital embassies are envisaged as a secure and sovereign digital space which hosts government platforms, public services, data repositories, and also digital public infrastructure, which are protected by mutually agreed cybersecurity, legal and regulatory frameworks. Now, for India, this aligns with its experience in building scalable digital public goods such as Aadhaar, UPI, Digital Locker. And for the UAE, it complements its ambition to be a global hub for trusted data flows and advanced digital governance. So cooperation in this domain addresses the shared concerns that we have around data sovereignty, cyber resilience, and secure cross-border digital transactions, which have applications in things like consular services, trade facilitation, fintech, also education, credential recognition, and secure government-to-government communication. So imagine if all this gets seamless between India and UAE, how much impetus it would be for our trade and for our investments.
Ambassador Wadhwa, also I would like to take back the listeners to 2022 when India and UAE signed the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, and the bilateral trade since then has crossed $100 billion. And in view of this, the leaders, Prime Minister Modi and the President of UAE, have raised the target to take the bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. So what are the areas which both the countries are exploring to expand partnership and trade?
So I think bilateral trade and investments now form the material backbone of the India-UAE strategic partnership, which gives it scale, it gives it resilience, and also the momentum. As you mentioned, since the early entry into force of CEPA in 2020, has expanded at an exceptional pace and now has crossed $100 billion. This happened during 2024-25. Notably, non-oil trade now accounts for approximately $85 billion US dollars. So that reflects a deliberate effort by both sides to diversify beyond hydrocarbons and traditional commodity flows. UAE has also emerged as India's third largest trading partner and a major destination for Indian exports. India remains among UAE's most significant Asian economic partners. Now, on the investment side, the UAE now ranks amongst India's top four sources of foreign direct investment. Cumulative UAE investments now are estimated at around 18 to 20 billion US dollars. So that spans things like ports, logistics, renewable energy, financial services, real estate, infrastructure platforms, and also digital ventures. And on the Indian side, the Indian investments in UAE, they are about 15 billion US dollars, but are also spread across various sectors like construction, IT and digital services, manufacturing, healthcare, retail, education, and hospitality. So what has happened in the processes, it's also given rise to an increase in Indian population in UAE, and also the remittances have increased to 15 billion US dollars annually, and that has underscored the depth of the economic interdependence. The reaffirmed target during this visit, very interestingly now, is $200 billion in bilateral trade by 2032. And that is not just an aspiration, but it reflects the demonstrated performance that has happened, the institutional frameworks which have now been set up, and also the converging economic priorities that now have lent the partnership some unusual durability in what we would call an uncertain global trade environment.
Lastly, Ambassador Wadhwa, the bilateral relationship between any two countries, this very strong pillar of the bilateral relationship between any two countries is the people-to-people ties. And you've also mentioned it earlier that UAE is the largest, it hosts the largest communities of Indian origin anywhere in the world. And now both the countries are further planning to nurture the vibrant people-to-people ties through youth exchanges. How do you view that?
Well, I think it's a very good step that both sides have taken. It's very important to enhance the people-to-people ties, especially when there are so many Indians who live now in the UAE. But of course, what we must remember is that when a partnership has to work, the social foundation becomes very important. And along with what we have decided to do by way of the celebrations, we've also set up a House of India in Abu Dhabi. And this institutionalizes our cultural diplomacy, also our civilizational engagement with the UAE. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, the educational linkages, which includes the Indian institutions which are operating in the UAE, are all contributing to skills development, to research collaboration, academic mobility, and that again reinforces long-term societal connectivity.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Ambassador Anil Wadhwa, thank you so much for taking us through this very substantive visit and giving us such deep insights on this subject. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you.
Spotlight.